And if you're familiar with the hymn, the words are so rich and deep. In the last verse, it talks about if the ocean were ink and the sky parchment, it would not be enough to be able to write about the heights and depths of the love of God. So we're curious, what did you hear mixed in with the love of God? And we're going to ask a lot of this kind of question throughout. And it's okay. Kevin did such a good job of blending it. It's a little difficult to hear. But Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone was also mixed in with the love of God.
The next hymn we're playing is Oh, the Deep, Deep Love of Jesus. And here is from 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 to 3. So what kind of love the Father has given to us that we should be called children of God? And so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. As I think about deep, deep love of Jesus, there's also a passage from Romans where it talks about God's love for us is so deep that there is absolutely nothing on us that can separate us and God the Father for those who have believed in him as his personal Savior. So anyway, in this all the deep, deep love of Father, there is a little bit of change that I put into the course. So there is a movie theme hidden in this one, but as you listen to it, there is no, I need to clarify some of those songs. I put them together just because the chords are similar enough, but there is a necessary spiritual correlation. So as you listen to it, think of everything you can imaginable, especially this one coming up next. Not only is there the hymn, All the Deep, Deep Love of Jesus, but there is also a movie theme there.
Thank you.
Okay, any guesses on which movie theme was running simultaneously with Oh, the Deep, Deep Love of Jesus? And it actually is a love song. It's from Braveheart's For the Love of a Princess. So Braveheart and For the Love of the Princess mixed with Oh, the Deep, Deep Love of Jesus. So you're going to hear all kinds of that kind of creativity this evening. And if Kevin's not teaching, he's usually doing a whole lot of scribbling. And I am definitely impressed with the amount of brilliance God has given him to be able to put two things together like this. So, and I appreciate how he's dedicated his life to the Lord and being Valentine's Day. And my husband, we've been married for 6.5 years, and I am super blessed where the Lord has taken us on the road for 6.5 years together. And it's been a huge blessing. And you'll hear, some of you have heard our love story, but some of you might not have heard our love story. So we're going to share that briefly. Yesterday, we were playing in a nursing home, and we brought a couple Frontier students with us in Cheyenne. And just to hear the number of stories, I've been married for 70 years, 54 years, and the list just went on. And what an amazing testimony to also celebrate those kinds of stories around Valentine's Day. So here's a few popular love songs we're going to play for you and see if you can guess them. One, I would really love to hear a few of you singing along if you recognize these, because this particular one just has such fun words. Let's see, how does it go? Love and marriage goes together like a horse and carriage. Yes, very good. So there's a lot of these fun love songs, and maybe you also had a favorite love song. We've asked so many stories of, you know, back in the day, what did you used to go out on a date and do? So I'm curious, how many of you used to go roller skating as a date? Did any of you ever go roller? You did. I heard of some meeting their spouse at the roller skating rink. And so that was one really unique story that stuck with me. So with that, here's the next love song. Thank you. You know that one? I might have even heard a couple of voices. This is probably one of the older, most enduring love songs that you will still hear to this day called Let Me Call You Sweetheart. Yes. Everyone almost expects it at some point this time of year. Written in 1913, actually. But that wasn't necessarily my first, what you might think Kevin and I thought of each other when we first met. So to start our story off, Kevin and I were both musicians at the time we met. And so many people assume that is what connected us and what attracted us. But oddly enough, it was not exactly the very thing that brought us together, even though we both liked music. It was not what we did together for the very first time. Some of you might already know this story, but I'm going to leave you hanging because I just love to do that. Well, we play another love song and can't wait to tell you about our first date. We've made that pretty easy for you, did we? Yes? Can't help. Okay, very good. So maybe that's what Kevin thought after our first date. So if you've heard Kevin's testimony before, he actually came to know the Lord through a farmer who took him out hunting. And so he took a special interest in hunting after that, even into his college days. And so my family ate venison, and this guy had been on my mind for quite some time, but I didn't know how the Lord was going to connect us other than we both played music and maybe we'd run into each other someday. And so one night he hit a buck with his car instead of his gun, and he brought it over to my house. And I couldn't turn him down. And so we spent our first date field dressing that buck. So romantic. And I always tell people I got him for a really good deal. I just got him for a buck. So, okay, we're going to do a really fun combination coming up next. This is I Sing the Mighty Power of God, two hymns, and Something Else Hidden Inside. We want you to listen very closely. It's not Dick Van Dyke, but it is a TV show. Andy Griffith is correct. What other hymns did you hear? Holy, holy, holy. And All Creatures of Our God and King was the other one. Okay, so these have been some of Kevin's more recent compositions, but not the most recent. So we're going back to about his September, October compositions, and then we'll move to some of his more recent ones. But this is How Firm a Foundation plus Something Else. Mm-hmm. Okay, so something else also hidden inside. Any ideas? Well, thanks for being honest. So there was a Western TV show hidden inside of this one. It's not Roy Rogers. It's Gunsmoke. Yeah. So Gunsmoke mixed into the middle. So this, Kevin said he, I mean, we love to watch old shows. Maybe you enjoy the same thing. And he just couldn't get the melody out of his head. So he flipped through the hymnal and he found a hymn where the chords matched with the Gunsmoke theme. And so he said, why not put them together? So, okay, here's another one with something amazing hidden inside. It's another movie theme hidden inside mixed with Amazing Grace. And again, we're celebrating Valentine's Day, but we never want to forget that we can only love because he first loved us. And we can know salvation full and free through Jesus. So here's Amazing Grace. Thank you. Okay, any guesses on the movie that is portrayed in this one? Yes, Dances with Wolves is correct. So that was Dances with Wolves mixed with Amazing Grace. So we are so grateful for the gift that God has given with music, also to portray a message and also to be really meaningful. And so this next one is very meaningful. At Frontier School of the Bible, there are a couple staff members of there, Mr. and Mrs. Bowers. Mrs. Bowers works in the business office, and Mr. Bowers works in maintenance. And they lost their son a few years ago due to a car accident, which is very tragic. But what we appreciate about them is that they have decided to stay at Frontier, even though sometimes those painful memories relive themselves often. And so Kevin asked Mrs. Bowers what her son's favorite praise and worship songs were. And so Kevin then went and combined these two into a medley. And so enjoy. There are going to be two put together. We're going to see if you can recognize them. Thank you. Worship songs do you think were mixed together in there? And if you don't know, that's fine too. His Mercy Is More is one of them. And then the other one, again, is Well Blended. So it was Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone, again, mixed together. But those were his two favorites. So yeah. What an awesome way to think of Jesus our Savior too. His mercy is more. And so because of that, our chains are gone. All right, here's another fun medley. You're not going to expect what's in the middle of this one, but the overarching title is Power in the Blood. Ladies and gentlemen, what was the something else? Hogan's Heroes, mixed in the middle of Power in the Blood. So you're also getting a sneak peek into our life by what you listen to. So in the evenings, we sit down and we'll watch. Well, and we've been enjoying this aspect of it. There's a few international students at Frontier School of the Bible. And so we just have to invite them over and show them these parts of our American culture called old TV shows. And it's been a lot of fun. So here's another one. The overarching title is Lily of the Valley. Thank you. This one, some of the kids might know as well as the adults. Well, no, but I can see how you heard that. Mickey Mouse is correct. Mickey Mouse and Lily of the Valley. I don't know exactly how Kevin comes up with these combinations. If you have further questions, please ask him afterwards. But people have grown to be fascinated with this, and so there's a men's retreat coming up at the end of February where someone said, well, we have some movie themes. We really want something combined with them, if you can. And so Kevin has taken on that challenge really well. And so this next one also has a movie in it. And this one, the kids should recognize this movie. So be listening carefully, but it's under the overarching title of I Can Only Imagine. Thank you. All right, did any of the kids guess what movie that might be from? It's not Tangled. It's from How to Train Your Dragon. That is correct. Okay, so this combination is the most interesting of them all. You're going to hear six in one, okay? So it's under the overarching title of Open the Eyes of My Heart, Lord. There's going to be three Westerns and two other hymns. So enjoy. Okay, did you catch all of that? The Lone Ranger is correct. Anything else? Bonanza? The third one was the Rifleman. What were the hymns? Holy, 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 again, that's Kevin's favorite hymn. And Amazing Grace, very good. All right, fantastic. Well, Kevin has a wonderful classical piece to kind of finish off this evening. We want to thank you so much for coming. We also do represent Frontier School of the Bible, so if you have any questions as far as the school itself, we would love to answer them. And truly, the harvest is plentiful and the workers are few, so there's truly a need for students to come and study God's Word at Frontier. Also, if you know anyone in the North Platte area tomorrow, or the Gothenburg area tomorrow, we're going to be playing at Cornerstone Bible at 9:30 tomorrow morning, and then we're going to be playing with the Sandhill Symphony at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. And so if you know anyone in that area who would enjoy, and then we're going to be at Albin Baptist tomorrow evening for their Valentine's dinner. So, all right, without further ado, if any of the kids would like to come up close to the piano, this would be the time to do it for The Flight of the Bumblebee. So thank you again for coming this evening. It's been so delightful. We look forward to visiting with you after this. And it looks like there's some lovely treats in the back, too, so you can snag a little bite to eat as you head out this evening. And thank you so much. God bless. And hope you had a wonderful Valentine's Day yesterday.